They declare, "Our mission is to authentically portray historical figures from the American Civil War era in order to educate the public and honor the service of the persons so portrayed, to aid and promote efforts to preserve the hallowed ground upon which the conflict was waged, and to commemorate and celebrate the history of the period, thereby preserving our common heritage. They are the Confederation of Union Generals, and we'll learn about them and their mission in a new documentary by filmmaker Robert Savakinas to be given its premiere this Sunday, March 10th, at Steamtown National Historic Site in Scranton. Bob Savakinas stopped in at the VIA studios to fill us in.
There are a group of generals and some other figures as well involved, some women in history in the 1860s, a couple of politicals as well from the 1860s. And there's a group called the Confederation of Union Generals. And they are actually an East Coast group of people. And there are interpreters, you know, political interpreters, historical interpreters, things like that. And they get together a lot of times in the Scranton area to do different presentations. John Hart, a resident of the Scranton area, is kind of the coordinator of keeping things going with the group. And because of that, I thought, you know, what a way to showcase Northeastern PA, especially the Scranton area, on how involved these Civil War generals and associates are in the Scranton area. Although they're very well known in the Gettysburg area, 4th of July weekend, they go down there to do presentations. They travel throughout the East Coast, and the people are from throughout the East Coast, and they gather to do these presentations, meet the generals, as they call their signature tagline.
They do it because, first of all, they love history. They want to educate the public about history, to keep the history alive. But they love the camaraderie, too. So it's a lot of things, right?
Yes, it's a combination. And the group, again, is the Confederation of Union Generals, and they are a nonprofit educational group. So they go out and do presentations. So, again, people kind of will learn about history, but also, I hate to say the term, but be entertained as well. And that's basically what I think a lot of our society looks for, entertainment, in addition to telling a story, which is what I think the generals do a very good job in doing.
When they are here, do they link up with any particular organization?
Well, that's actually what the documentary is going to focus a lot on. It's a half hour, a little more than a half hour documentary, again, Confederation of Union Generals. And the documentary showcases the generals in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Scranton. And, of course, the St. Patrick's Day Parade, I believe, is the third largest in the United States in Scranton. So we have footage of that. The Lackawanna Historical Society's annual Civil War Ball, which is this year celebrating its 15th anniversary, and the generals are part of that Civil War Ball as well. The Greater Pittston Cultural Coalition does an annual event along the Susquehanna River, and the generals always come out for that presentation. That's usually in September in the fall season. So we do have the generals doing a lot of things in northeastern PA, Steamtown National Historic Site. We have the generals on. Through the years, they've done several train excursions. And what they do basically in character, they're walking through the trains, interacting with the people on the train, relaying their stories of what it was like as that particular person during the Civil War era. So we have some footage of that doing their presentations. So again, there's a lot of fun information and a lot of historical information, but it's also based a lot here in northeastern Pennsylvania, in the Scranton area specifically.
Some of them were here with us for our Mercy Street reception when we were introducing people to the PBS series, and they were very much inhabiting their roles and not getting out of them. So they were teaching us and having some fun, but also giving us a feel of what it was like.
And that's one of the fun things about the documentary, because what we're doing is we're looking at the history of that particular individual, that Civil War person, but then we're also speaking to, interviewing, and talking to the person who is portraying that character, if you want to call it that. So they're going to tell us a little bit in the documentary about why they chose this role, why they like this particular individual, and then also tell us the history of this person and how well they related to contemporary times as well. But when I go back to it, it's Confederation of Union Generals, but it's not only the generals. We have a person by the name of Louisa Alcott, and she was a children's author. So we do have somebody portraying her, actually a local person, Jennifer Ackman, who's from the West Pittston area, and she does a lot of local activities as well. So again, it's not only generals. We have aides to camp that are involved. We have colonels. But again, the overall focus of the group, again, with their acronym, Confederation of Union Generals. So the group is going to be, I believe, 17 years old. They were founded in the Lancaster area in 2002. They have a lot of support out of the Philadelphia area as well. So again, I feel kind of fortunate that here in northeastern PA, it's kind of a staging ground or a battleground, if you want to call it that, for the generals to kind of move out and do their presentations. And as I said, I know for 4th of July, of course, they're in Gettysburg always. And I believe they'll be screening this documentary down in Gettysburg, which I'm very proud to say then, locally produced documentary about the Civil War will be screening in Gettysburg for 4th of July weekend or around that time frame. So, again, something to look forward to. And this documentary has taken us a little less than 2 years to do because, again, we've traveled around a lot. And, of course, these events, such as the St. Patrick's Parade, is only once a year. So we got to get as much footage as we can that particular day. The Civil War Ball is only once a year. And, again, so we're out there getting as much footage as we can. So I have a nice team of people, a good cinematographer, a good editor, things like that. And, as you said, I think this is my sixth documentary now. And I still have two or three more lined up. So we're going to have a lot more documentaries down the road that are going to showcase especially northeastern Pennsylvania because I'm very proud of what we have to offer in this area.
Tell us where and when we can see it.
Well, it's going to be on March the 10th, which is a Sunday. It starts at 1 o'clock at Steamtown National Historic Site. They have a nice theater there, very comfortable seating, holds probably about 250 people. It is a free event, so first come, first serve, as they would say. I know in the past for Rocky Glen, we've had to turn people away just because it crowded up so quickly. So, again, first come, first serve, please come out. It's at Steamtown National Historic Site, again, in their theater complex. It's free. It starts at 1 o'clock on Sunday, March 10th, and it's the Confederation of Union Generals Civil War documentary. There'll be some light refreshments afterwards, and, of course, the generals and the rest of the group will be there doing a little Q&A, have a chance to interact with the generals and, again, with the rest of the people there. So, the event will probably last about an hour and a half or so, 2 hours even. So, come out on a Sunday, spend a little bit of time, learn about our history, national history, that is. And, of course, the Civil War was such a major impact on our society. But see the Scranton connection and how well it relates to the rest of the world.
Filmmaker Robert Savakina speaking with us about the Confederation of Union Generals and his new documentary on the group. Civil War documentary premiere will take place this Sunday, March 10th at 1 in the afternoon at Steamtown National Historic Site in downtown Scranton. And for more information, you may contact Robert Savakinas at area code 570-885-1384, 885-1384, area code 570. And for information on the Confederation of Union Generals, uniongenerals.org, uniongenerals.org. That's the premiere of the Civil War documentary on the Confederation of Union Generals, Sunday, March 10th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Admission is free. The event will be followed by discussions and light refreshments, and it will be held at Steamtown National Historic Site in their theater complex. And you may contact Robert Savakinas, the filmmaker, at area code 570-885-1384, 885-1384.